Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fourth year. Beautiful, beautiful series we've been learning. And we saw the Yisod. It's the Yisod that really answers a lot of kashas and explains a lot of different things. And that is that the Nes of Chanukah was the Hashem allowing Teva, allowing nature to just go full throttle, full force. Normally nature is stopped, but here nature was just allowed to run its true course, which is limitless. Like we said, Moreno for Rabbeinu doesn't use the Lashon of Chassidus, but in the Lashon of Chassidus, it's Koyach HaPoel B'Nifal. God's power is in everything, but Mele, it's infinite. And normally Hashem stops it, and here he didn't get involved, he didn't stop it. So now again, we're continuing based on the Torah of Moreno for Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzadik L'Bracha. I'm not going to review everything we learned in the first three shiurim. That'll take too long, but I invite you to listen. V'zeh nirah ba'amirat hanerot halalu kodeshem, hamuva b'shulchan aruch, b'siman taf reish ayin vav, si'if dalet, v'hu mimesechet soferim, perek chaf, u'barosh perek bet shabbat, siman chet. מלבד שצריך ביאור דלא אשכחן כלל בשאר מצוות, שמלבד ברכת המצוות יש להוסיף גם את תכלית המצווה ודיניה, ראי צריך ביאור שראי לא הוזכר בכל הנוסח כלום מהנה של פח השמן, אלא רק את העניין של ניסים ונפלאות ותשועות ומלחמות. מה זה העניין בהדקת הנרות שהם נגד נס פח השמן? So we have this minig of Amira Saneros Alav Kodeshem, was it's gebrengt in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Reish Ein Vav Sif Dalet from the Sechas Seifrim. And so besides what we have to understand that we don't find in other mitzvahs that besides the Birchas HaMitzvahs, you have to also add such a nesach of Aneros Alav, Shalom Madlikim, etc., etc. Talking about the purpose of the mitzvah, why we're lighting the dinim. שאלן רשוס לשתמש בהם לא עושים בבד, you don't find it by other mitzvahs. הרי צריך ביאור, שהרי לא, we don't find בכל הנוסח anything about the nature of the פח השמן. כדי להודו שאהל השם הגדול, אבל עושך אבל נפוע שך אבל אישו עושך, we don't, where does it say the nature of פח השמן? תשועס ועל מלחמוס, שעסיסו, we talk about the wars, but not about the nature of פח השמן. Where is the nature of פח השמן hiding? We also have to understand מה שבאמצע הדברים יאמר גם כן. בכל שמונת ימי חנוכה אלו, הנרות הללו קודש הם, ואין לנו רשות להשתמש בהם, אלא לראותם בלבד. שמה העניין יש לבאר דין פרטי זה, בתוך הדברים הרבים לבאר, על מה באו הנרות הללו. רק חשוב לחזור לעצם העניין שהוא כדי להודות לו לשמך הגדול. So what do? We stick in the middle. All these 8 days, these neros are holy. We have no rishus to use them. Just look at them, but not use them for our own purposes. So why are we explaining this din prati among the words that we say to explain why these neros are coming? And then afterwards we go back and we say, it's kedei lahodos ulahal l'shimcha gadol anisecha v'anaflosecha v'ayishu asecha. So we start off Haneros El Shanam Lekim Al Nisim Pal Neflos, and then we throw in the middle this Din Prati, and then we go back to the general idea. What's that all about? V'chein Tamua V'kvar Amdu Al Ze. Sheikh Umrim Shanerot Halalu Kodeshem V'en Lanu Rishut L'Shtamesh Behem V'chein Mishum Kedusha V'en Lanu Rishut L'Shtamesh Behem V'rayim Behem Kedusha Klal K'lashon HaGemara V'chein Nir Kedusha Yesh Ba. We say, how do we say Haneros Halalu Kodeshem? In the Shaar Tzion, he says not to say Haim, Sif Katan, Yud Gimel, Ayin Shem. Well, we say they're holy, and we don't have rishus to use them. Because of Kedusha, we've no rishus to use them. They don't have Kedusha. Lashon HaGemara and Shabbos, Chof Beis Amar Aleph. V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshba, does never have Kedusha. And the Isser Shimush is that it's Bizui Mitzvah. That's why we're not allowed to use them. So why are we told of the Isser Shimush and the fact that they're holy? It's not true. Chora. You also have to understand, מה שבפתיחה נאמר על הניסים ועל הנפלאות ועל התשועות ועל המלחמות, שנאמרו בזה ארבעה דברים. ומה ישנה שבסיום נאמר רק כדי להודות ולהלל על ניסיך ועל נפלאותיך וישועתיך. ומה איתה לא נאמר גם מלחמותיך, כפי שנאמר בפתיחה. The beginning we say Allah Nisim, Niflos, Chuos, Mulchamas, four things. And then at the end we say Kedei Lahodus or Lahalel Al Nisecha, Ve'al Niflos Secha, Va'yishua Secha. Hey, where did the Mulchamas go? Only at the beginning we speak about the Mulchamas. At the end we leave out the Mulchamas. We also have to understand the Etzem HaKefel. We already said in the Psicha that Haneros Halal Olana Madlikim Al Nisim Ve'al Niflos. So why do we have to repeat it at the end? Kedei Lahalel על ניסך ועל נפלוסך ועל ישועסך. הרי כבר נאמר את זה בפתיחה. This is already said in the פסיכה. So why does it have to be repeated? זו הקושיה. אלו הקושיות. ליתר דיוק. לפי דברינו, זה מבואר היטב. שערי. כאן נתבאר, אף על פי שמעשה המצווה והדלקת נר היא, אבל מהות העניין אינו בנר, וגם לא בנס שנעשה בנרות, אלא במה שמבאר הנר את מהות הניצחון במלחמה, ולכן נתקן במיוחד במצווה זו את האמירה הזאת האומרת את העניין של ניסים ונפלאות וישועות ומלחמות. So we explain that the Maisa Mitzvah Nadlakas is with Hadlakas HaNer. But the Mahus of the Inyan is not in the Ner and not in the Nes that was done to the Neris. But rather, the Ner is Mevayer, as we explained in the previous Shiurim. The Ner is explaining to us, Levayer, Milashon, to put on light, Be'or, Levayer Be'or. We're putting light. We're explaining, the Ner is explaining the essence of the victory of the Milchama. That it was nature running its course without any impediment, without any detriment, without anything tempering it, anything stopping it. And therefore, nitkan b'miyuchad b'mitzvah zo, and therefore, in this mitzvah dafka, we explain, because the whole word of the Nerois is to explain the Nes of the Milchama. So therefore, together with the Maise of explaining, the Maisa explains, it shows what the miracle of the Milchama is all about. We also have this Nusach to say, Al Anisim V'Neflaos V'Yeshuas V'Milchamas Sh'rei Zoi Kol HaMahut Shal HaMitzvah Shal HaNerot Halal Shanu Madlikim, because that's the whole essence of the mitzvah of these Neros that we light with. And not like it looks, Mi Pashtas Maisa HaMitzvah, that it's only an Asiyah B'Neros. Oh, we're doing something with the Neros. No! The Neros are telling us about the Milchama. And that's how we open up. Hanerot halalu. Sheanu madlikim. Why do we light these Neros? Ala nisim. You know why? Because they're showing us what the miracle was all about. Nisim niflaos tshuas milchama she'asisa. Sheneira sheyesh kan shnei dvarim keneged lahodot. Ushnei dvarim keneged lahalel. Rambam kotev that we have to add on to the praise of God. That's halal. So it looks like there's two keneged haidah and two keneged halal. V'neftacha inyan b'lehalel. What are we mehalel? Ala nisim v'al neflos. Inyan anisim. A nes is an inyan of ha'alah. A nes lehisnoses, to be elevated. V'yasam oso al nes. A nes is a mass, something high. So a nes elevates us because we realize what the miracle of what the meaning of the nes is. The Nes elevates us. And this brings us to Akara B'Gadlus Hashem. Because the higher we are, the more we can appreciate the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's the Nes, and then there are also the Neflos. So the Nes brings us to praise God, and then the Neflos, Shevenes Hamarim Et Gadlut Hashem. We see how wondrous these Nisim were. That also shows us the greatness of Hashem. That's the Halel, which is the Hakara B'Shevach HaKel, which is recognizing God's praise. וכנגד להודות, הרי יש להודות על התשועה שהייתה במלחמה. The Hodah is on the tshua on the salvation that was in the war. That's why we're thanking God, thank you for saving us. And also we have to thank the God for fighting for us. So these neros are relate to what was at our victory of war. It brings to halel and brings lahodos. These are the two and two. They were halel for the nisim, which elevate us, that we can see God, appreciate God, and praise Him. And the flows also help us appreciate Hashem. Val ha-tshuot, we thank Hashem for saving us. Val mochamos, we thank Him for waging war for us. Val zeba biur shel tafkid ha-nerot biyachas le-nisim v'le-neflaot. V'klapei ze ne'emar v'chol shemonat yimei Chanukah v'chulei ela l'ra'otam belvad. So now we explain the tafkid of the neros in relationship to the nisim and the neflaos. We say all of these 8 days, we don't have rishus to use them. We only have rishus to look at the candle. Since the inyan of adlakas neiros is kedei lehair, and mahut ha'or hu hashimush bo, cheret ein lezeh kol mashmaut. Yoita tachlit ha'mitzvah v'dlakat ha'ner atzmo ba'kocheinu haya zeh ner l'shimush. The whole vort of neiros, why do you need neiros? You need neiros to give us light. That's the essence of or, to use the light. Otherwise, what's the point of the neiros if you're not going to use them? So if the tachlis of the mitzvah was in the lighting of the candles, so then it would have to be that this ner would be shimushi, would be for our use. Because that's the whole point of lighting candles. We light candles in order that we can benefit from them. So if the whole point of the miracle, the lighting of the whole point of lighting of the candles was for the candles, then en safek, that we would be able to use the candles. That's the point of the candles. And then it wouldn't have been a bizoy on mitzvah. Because if the whole word is that the candles are there in order to benefit from them, so it's not a bizoy on mitzvah if you do. That's the whole point of the mitzvah, to enjoy the candles. You say, oh, Shabbos food. You don't want to benefit from the Shabbos food because it's so holy. The point of food is to eat it. What is it there for? To look at it? So the point of the neiros is to light. So it's not a bizui. The white talker, you're not allowed to use them. Ela shehaneirot ha'elem inam letachlit sheyeshna b'neirot atzman. Ela kodesh hem dehainu shemufrashim hem liriyatam. These neiros are kodesh, without, according to the Sharat Siyum, without the hem. In other words, they are mufrash. Kodesh means muvdal, they're separated just for re'iyah. In other words, lehitbonen bahem, b're'iyatam, ulahavin et mashemarim hem, to be mizboinen, and to understand what they're showing. Muvah misefer makor chayim, lebal lechavot yair, bor chayim siman tafrei shayin bet, mishut shev Yaakov, שתיקו ממה שכתוב, אלא לראותם בלבד, שכל זמן שדורקים הנרות, ישנה מצווה לראותם בכל הזמן, שאין לנו רשות להשתמש בהם, וזה actually a mitzvah, according to the Chavis Yoyer, and according to the Shev Yankiv, to actually look at the neiros. Why? Because that's what we've been saying, that the neiros are telling us something, the neiros are talking. You ever see talking neiros? When you look at the neiros Chanukah are talking to you, and they're telling you what the neis is all about. In other words, through the neiros, through the hisboininus in the neiros, what the neiros are saying, like we've been explaining, the neiros are saying that it was through nature. God just removed the boundary, the limits on nature. God stopped saying die and let the candles just keep going. Misha amar la shemen v'yidlak will tell also the chometz. God can also make, like we see in Tainus, can also make vinegar burn. As yeshna tosefet b'lahalel shekan nitba'er haynu klapei nisecha v'nifle'otecha u'mishum sha'ayit bonenut b'mahalach kaze mevi'ya lehitavut yoter של המתבונן, ומכיר את העניין של אין סוף. That there's a Tosefes in the Lahalel, because the Lahalel is klapei v'nisecha v'nifleisecha. In other words, what are these neiros for? These neiros, haneiros halalu, kodesh, they're kodesh. They're separate just to be able to look at them. And therefore, we interrupt with the din that we don't have rishus l'shtamish behem, because the point is to look at them, l'roisim b'vah, dafka l'roisim. We should dafka see them and appreciate what the neiros are saying. And then what do we do after we see them? They're there in order that we should be mahalel, l'hoidosu l'halel l'shimcha agodah. Now we're thanking Hashem, that we're going to praise Hashem, we're going to thank Hashem. What's the praise? We said the praise is the Nisecha v'Niflaosecha. Mishum she'etbonenut b'malach kazeh mevi'a lehitalut yoter shel hamitbonen. This elevates us. When we recognize the union of the Ein Sof, of God's infinite power. In other words, we see that there's infinite, the infinite inheres even in nature, even in our world. That's the Nisecha. We thank Hashem for that. And we're elevated when we do that. Let Nes lisnoseis, the Nes elevates us. And then there's a Tosefes Gilui of Sheva Chakel, like the Rambam says, and then it flows. We see how wondrous it was. It was a miracle, it was out of nature, and it was a wonder. Something we're not normally used to. How did this happen? Well, it must have been Hashem. Ba'al yidei zeh yesh kan lehalel acher, v'chein yesh b'zeh mishum lehodot acher, al yeshuatecha, sheba'asher ba yeshua al yidei hakochot shelahem atzmam, shepachot yesh b'zeh na'ama dekisufa, yeshna kan hosafa behodaa, hamitchayevet al yeshua zo. לכן הוזכר כאן רק ישועתך ולא מחומותך כבפתיחה. So then in addition to that, besides the halal that we have over here, for the nisim and the neflos, you also have the lahodos. What's the lahodos for? Like we saw before, the lahodos is ha-yeshuasecha. That the Yeshua, we're thanking God that this was an amazing salvation, because this wasn't stama salvation, it came from our own kochos. And since it came from our own kochos, so there's less nama de kisufa. You allowed our kochos to go full force. V'chein uzkal kan rak yeshuatecha v'lo melchamotecha kebat pticha. Sh'apticha sheba lekbo al ma omrim anirot. Klapi zeh ne'amar sh'omrim hem al ha'nitzachon sh'yu bo nisim v'neflot v'yishuot u'melchamot. Aval kshemdubar al ha'osafa haba b'halel v'hodaa sh'yishna al yedei anirot. V'zeh umnam klapi ha'yishua mitchayevet hodaa acheret על ידי ההוראה שישנה מהנרות וכנ"ל, אבל כלפי מלחמותיך שיקראו על ידי ההוראה שישנה מהנרות, על זה עצמו שפעל השם מלחמה זו ולא הניחה למהלך הטבע רגיל, וזה אין כל הוספה בגילוי שישנו על הנרות, על ידי הנרות. סוף סוף העניין אחד הוא שמתחייבת הודעה על פעולת השם. אמר לי פעולה זו או זו, רק כלפי ישועה שהיא התוצאה אצל בני ישראל, שבאופן כזה של מלחמות התוצאה היא מרגשה אחרת לגמרי מאשר בלא הגילוי שישנו בנרות. אז זה שפיר נאמר שפועלים הנרות בלהודות שעל הישועתך, של הישועתך. זאת אומרת, now we understand why we say only ישועסך and not like מלחמוסך and the פסיכה. In the פסיכה, we are establishing what the נרות are saying. Vos zok the נרות. What are the נרות telling us? So כלפי זה, Ne'amar, that they say, she'omrim hem ala nitzachon. They say about the victory, she'ayu bo nisim v'neflaot v'yishuot u'melchamot. You know what this victory had? It had all four. It had nisim v'neflaos, and it had yeshuas and melchamas. That God waged war for us, and God saved us through our own power, and there were miracles and wonders. So that is what the Neiros are saying. But then weiter at the end of the of this praise of Hashem, the end of this declaration, where we are k'demayra al hosafa ba'balel voda, we're talking about the additional halal and hayda that the Neiros give you. So there's a different type of hoda. The Neiros tell us about a different type of hodah. because there's the Hodah that it's not Namad Kisufa, that it's us. But vis-a-vis klapei milchemotecha, but when we talk about the wars, that Hashem was pulling this milchama, and he didn't leave it to the regular laws of nature, there's no hosafa in the revelation through the neros, the sof-sof, ha'inyan echadu, that we have to thank Hashem for his pe'ula. What does it matter what pe'ula? This pe'ula, that pe'ula. In other words, the end, at the beginning, we're talking about what the Neros are saying. And the Neros are taka saying that Hashem did the Yeshuas and Hashem did the Mulchamas. And at the end, we're talking about why we have to thank Hashem. So, we have to thank Hashem for his pe'ula. Therefore, all we mention is the Yeshuas. And we thank Hashem for his pe'ula, that we were allowed to be as powerful as we could be with this unlimited power, with this power of Ein Sof. So it's a different feeling than we would have without the Gilui of the Neros, because the Gilui of the Neros shows us that it was our power, that Hashem removed all the impediments, and the power of the Ein Sof that is within us was revealed. So these Neros cause this need to praise Hashem for his Yeshuas, B'davka. But it's not necessary to add Milchamas at the end, because Kilashon Rabbeinu, but on the milchamos, so the neros are telling us to have a special hodah for the yeshuas, because they're telling us, ah, this is your power, there's no namad kisufa. But on the milchamos, there's going to be no special, it's not machayev any special hodah, because, I mean, it's a unique hodah. Once you're ready, thank Hashem. So you thank Hashem. B'ze'en kol asava b'gilui she'eshno al yidei ha'nerot. The neros aren't megala any new hodah of Hashem, that we have to thank Hashem for what he did. The neros aren't megala. Of course, you have to thank Hashem that he waged the war for you. But it's not machayev a special hodah. The neros are not megala this special hodah. Shesof sof enyan echadu shemetchevet hodah pulat Hashem. Because we have to thank Hashem for his pe'ula. Mali pe'ula zo zo. What does it matter if it's this pe'ula or that pe'ula? Rak haplei ha'yeshua shi'atotza'a itzal b'nei Yisrael. The Yeshua was the outcome by b'nei Yisrael. Because now we have a different feeling than we had without the Gili of the Neros, that it's not Namad Kisufa. So the Neros are Poel, this special Yeshua. This thanks for the Yeshua. So maybe what Rabbeinu is saying is that it's included in the Yeshua. Once you thank Hashem for the Yeshua Secha, so it's included that you're thanking Hashem for all of his Pe'ulos. Because the Yeshua is now that we have a special feeling of thanks, that we don't have Namad Kisufa. That Memela also includes the Milchamos Secha. So that's not fully clear to me how that's different than the beginning, when we say Haneros Halal. So I'm not, still not sure what the difference between the beginning and the end is. But al kopanim, we have definitely a mahalach here to explain the nisim and the flows, yeshuas, nisim, the flows, yeshuas, milchamas, and this hara that at the beginning it says all four, and then afterwards it says three, and that two are for hal and two are for hodah. V'zene rabbe ma'da ashkechan o davar miyuchad b'nei Chanukah. Something else we find in Chanukah that we don't have in other mitzvahs, and that is the birchas haroyim, ma'ishna ner Chanukah. Taisus talks about this in Sukkah Memvav Amid Aleph, Dibur Masel HaRoya. So based on what we explain, we can say as follows. Right, so la madlika tzmo, even though the mitzvah is the hadlaka, but the inyan is the klape de l'roisim, and that explains what the nisim are all about. So there's a maisa mitzvah here, but it's not just a maisa mitzvah, it's a mitzvah megala on the nisim. That's why the second bracha of sha'asa nisim la'vaseinu bayamim ahim bazman hazeh, l'shan rabim, ala nisim arabim, shayeb l'mulchama. And since the nes was hisroimim, that we're elevated, that we recognize Hashem, and this hakara was bayamim ahim bazman hazeh, so this nes is that we were elevated. Again, nes les noses, nes elevates you. We have more of a hakar and godless Hashem, how great Hashem is. And this hakar was by Mima Himba Zman Hazeh, back then and today as well. כיוון שגם אצל המדליק זוהי מהות הברכה, הרי ישנו מהות זה אצל הרואה באופן ממש, שישנו אצל המדליק. So when the madlik lights, he's doing a maisa to show the nisim of the melchamas, and he also sees it, he has to see it, that's part of it. He has to look at what the neiros are megala, not just do the maisa. And that gives him a greater, heightened appreciation of Hashem's greatness. So the roah and the madlik have the same mitzvah here, to see. So the roah also makes a bracha, just like the madlik does. If the roah isn't lighting on his own. And maybe that's pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos says that you don't say birchas haroah in other mitzvahs because lo shayach l'takin bracha l'roah ma'sheina osa mevarech. The roa can't make a bracha, the one who does it makes. But here, the roa and the osa are making the same bracha. The madlik is also making a bracha on re'iyah. Because the re'iyah is mevar, the nisim of the mulchama, so he's making a bracha on the re'iyah. So the male, the roa, what's the difference? The roa isn't the same as the madlik. He's not doing the maisa bracha, but he's doing the re'iyah. So the madlik makes a bracha on the asi and the re'iyah, and the roa just makes a bracha on the re'iyah. But in other mitzvahs, you only have a maisa mitzvah. If you only have a maisa mitzvah, then... Only the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah makes a bracha. Nobody, you don't get a bracha for saying the Maisa Mitzvah. V'zeh ma shekatav aprim agadim b'mishvesot zahav, tafrei shayin vav, or b'tshivot shel Rabbi Kiva Eger b'siman yud gimel. Somebody who makes the lights and doesn't make the Shas Nisim before should make it after, lo gara miroyeh. And that's the Sifkat Dalit. And that's because, as we explain, the Chiyuv HaMavarech is also Midin Roa. And therefore, doesn't need to be over La'asiyasan. Ramon, Tafrei Shayin Zayin, Tzif Gimel writes, somebody who doesn't light the Ner Chanukah has to, Al Koponim, has to see the Ner that someone else lit. Look there in the Pre-Chadash, and that's as we explain. It's a chiv in Bifnei Atzma. There's a bracha on Re'iyah b'ner Chanukah, so he has to at least do that. Pshat is he has to see it, because that's the maisa that you're doing, the maisa to show that, to create these neiros that are megala, the neflos of Hashem. And you also have to look at them, what the neiros are telling you. And that's the only, like we said, of the neiros halal. Say this whole nusach to show us what the neiros are, not just for themselves, but they're to tell you about the melchama. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have advanced in this sugya, but we still have a lot more to say. Rabbi Yitzhak, please don't let me go. And achasti v'arpena, v'lo arpena, hold on and don't let go. And l'maisa, if Hashem gives us life and health and simchas chaim and everything we need, we'll be zochah to continue in the next shir and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. There's a lot more to talk about. Even in this shir, and b'chlal and chanuk, obviously, it's olam u'malah. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned for more. We should be zochah to have life and health and the financial needs to be able to continue. That'd be super awesome. And we should always remember that Sof Davar Kol Nishmat Elokim Yira, that Mitzvotav Shmor Kizek Kol Ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, v'li nader. Shalom, continue.